When we got home, I got a bottle of scotch and went to bed. The next day, Max called the neurologist and told him about the Mayo psychiatrist's opinion. He arranged for me to see a local psychiatrist, who quickly decided I should be in the mental health unit of our local hospital. The people there insisted on putting me in a ward, when Max and I both knew I ought to have a private room. Finally, she asked, "Do you realize he's on the staff of this hospital?" And I got my private room. Time went by very, very slowly on my second nut ward. I never could quite get the knack of it, and kept asking myself, "What's a nice guy like me doing in a place like this?" They wanted me to make leather belts, of all things. Had I gone to school all those years just to sit and make leather belts? Besides, I couldn't understand the instructions. The girl had explained them to me 4 times, and I was too embarrassed to ask her again. I am pleased to state, however, that I'd gone to only a very few AA meetings before I was able to make a really beautiful pair of moccasins and half of a wallet. I wore those moccasins every night for the next 7 years until they wore out. For my 7th AA birthday, my program-oriented Al-Anon wife had my moccasins bronzed. Now I own perhaps the most costly pair of moccasins anyone has ever seen, and they help me remember where I've been. In the hospital, I hung on to the idea I'd had most of my life, that if I could just control the external environment, the internal environment would then become comfortable. Much of my time was spent writing letters, notes, orders, and lists of things for Max, who was also my office nurse, to do to keep the world running.